Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Put your heads in the oven. It's episode 10. Welcome to the Garrett Murray Podcast. It's episode 10. We have a new microphone.
Brand new.
New attitudes.
New.
I have new pants.
I have new shoelaces.
See? And it's all brand new. It feels new. It feels shiny. Yeah. At quality level, it's about the same, but it's very new.
Yeah.
In general. So
it's going to be great.
It's been a couple of weeks since the last episode. Lots of stuff has happened.
Well, we actually sat down in these very positions, in this very house, in this very city, to record episode 10 before, but it didn't happen.
Right, because that stupid microphone.
It broke.
Yeah, I'll give you an impression of what the microphone does. That would be the whole... Now you talk over it.
Welcome to episode 10. This is the Garrett Murray Podcast.
Back. Yeah. That would be the whole episode.
I could get used to that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I actually kind of liked it.
Right.
But I was afraid that the listeners would get angry just based on the constant noise factor of it. But
well, you know, we should break new barriers and try something like that. How many podcasts have horrible ground hum?
Actually, a lot.
That's true.
most, it sounds like they're talking through one of those old-fashioned gramophones.
Right.
It's a thing. Wah, 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 like
that. I like that. They somehow play it as a trumpet.
That's yeah. Well, I imagine that would be how you would play a gramophone.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the technology.
Well, we just got surround sound in my apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a bit better, to be honest. And then these are really nice speakers and everything, but this is how the house surround sound works. You turn it on, and then you watch a normal movie, right? Mm-hmm. And halfway through the movie, some crazy thing happens in the background. Mm-hmm. It just scares the shit out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so suddenly there's bullets coming from the background, right. And you just like jump, and that's surround sound.
Yeah, and oftentimes, for the rest of the movie, it's totally useless things, like leaves rustle behind you.
Right.
Which, granted, puts you more in it, but it puts you in the boring part where you're, like, not involved. You know, it's, like, it's weird stuff. That you never have... what would be interesting to me is if they put half the dialogue back there.
Right.
So, like, even the actors who are in front of you are talking behind you.
Right.
And people constantly look over their shoulders. Well, who is that? Why am I hearing it back there? You know, it's kind of like... Yeah.
That'd be a good idea. But there should also be a second TV. That'd be real surround sound. There's a second TV back there.
With people on it.
Right.
Right. So they're actually... They're talking over you.
Right.
Like, one in front of you, one behind you. You're just stuck awkwardly in the middle of their conversation.
Right.
Kind of ducking your head and like, I don't know, I'm sorry.
So, I've been getting a little feedback that maybe we're a little too harsh on the females and their female fashions.
Yeah.
Because we pick on a lot of ridiculous clothing things, which has become apparently our niche. We should just call it the clothing podcast.
Yeah.
But all these things women do, yet we're not including men. So I figured I would come up with something really jackassian that men do.
Awesome.
Which is the polo shirt with the collar up.
Oh boy.
No good.
Here we go.
What?
No, I'm ready.
Have you seen this?
Of course.
It's almost more ridiculous than boots with shorts or heels with jeans. It's offensive to me. And I think women need to know something about guys who wear polo shirts with a collar up. They use date rape drugs.
Yes,
they
that's
have,
fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's a logical A plus B equals C.
Right. Like, we all get together as guys, and we talk about these things. And that's real. It happens.
I mean, so you see collar up. This guy has touched someone in a bad place without permission. It happened. I just think that's almost like a public service announcement.
That is. Absolutely. You're doing good for everyone because there might actually be a girl on her way to meet someone listening to this podcast.
Right.
She gets off the train or out of her rickshaw. I don't know how people get around. And she sees this guy and he's got his collar up and all of a sudden she knows, I'm going to get raped. So she leaves.
Right.
And you saved her life.
So it's simple math with these shirts. It's polo shirt, collar up. Has used roofies.
Mm-hmm.
Polo shirt Carla down never has ever raped anyone.
Right, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
No matter what.
Collar up, rape.
Right.
Collar down, good guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's just the math for, it's a little lesson for the day.
If the collar's half up, he's just sloppy.
Right.
He just accidentally got caught or something.
Right. It's probably not his fault.
Or he's considering rape.
Hmm. It's actually, yeah, men are psychologically, mm-hmm. they put it up a little bit. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I haven't committed to it yet. I haven't done anything wrong, but I'm thinking about it.
If I see the right woman.
Right.
Who looks like she's asking for it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Is it mostly because of the crowding in the subway? The on and off, constant on and off, that causes it to be unschedulable? I mean, how great would it be if you knew every morning there was a 9:05 train you could take?
Right, right. Though, actually, my train in the morning is actually quite like that. But then someone will have a medical emergency.
Yeah.
And it'll stop the train.
Yeah, it's code word for terror alert.
Right.
Between the medical emergencies and the constant fires and flooding on our line recently, which is great. We were on the train the other day on a Saturday, like, trying to get into Manhattan when it was a limited service. And we get on the train, and then 5 minutes go by, we're just standing there, and then the guy comes on and goes, attention, ladies and gentlemen, the train in front of us at the next stop is on fire, and there are fire department and police officers on the ground, and so we can't move for at least another 15 minutes. I just got off the... I don't want to wait 15 minutes to move to where a train is on fire. I don't understand the logic there. Oh, it'll only be 15 minutes? I can wait that out.
Yeah, what? Get the hell out of
there.
Yeah,
really. What? I'm run. Sorry, I hear the word fire, and I just... First, I shit my pants, and well, second, I run.
I just imagine when they said fire, everyone just screamed.
Yeah.
And then there's just chaos. Everyone's just bumping into each other, like, not even really going anywhere, just, like, panicking.
One guy catches on fire.
Right.
Ah, why? Yeah, that's how it was. I was getting dinner tonight, like, before we started recording, and I got falafel. And when I was sitting in the place near my apartment, there was, you know, lots of artwork on the walls. There was music playing. There were a bunch of guys sitting around strumming an instrument. I forget what that instrument is called.
A sitar.
Sitar. And I was looking around. I was thinking, God, I don't have any culture.
No, not at all.
Like, there's no culture whatsoever.
Nope.
You know? And we have this whole very complainy, fundamental thing going on in the world right now where we're, like, protecting the American way. But I realize I don't know what that is.
It's this right now.
This is it.
This is it right here.
The freedom to sit and record a useless podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
But there are plenty of other countries that have almost as much freedom as we do. They also have culture.
Yeah, well, our culture is very... We don't really... we don't, like... I don't know.
We got, like, hot dogs.
It's like you go out and you get a newspaper and then you get a bagel and then you go to work and you eat the bagel and that's our culture.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No sitars there.
No. But you don't... That doesn't sound good anyway.
Really?
That's why you have an iPod.
Twang, 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 twang. I like that sound. I like twangy instruments.
I could go with a didgeridoo.
I like... Yeah, those are good.
That would be a good...
Again...
We don't have it.
Yeah. We don't have didgeridoos. We don't have sitars.
But that's what you have your iPod. You can listen to...
so many bagels?
You can listen to any... I know. Well, bagels are our culture.
Is that our culture? Did we invent the bagel?
Probably. Screw it.
Take credit for it. We did it.
I think it was the Chinese.
Yeah, it's us. From now on, it's us. And whoever says no, we go to war.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. See, what we could do, instead of protecting the American way, is assimilate other countries' ways... into the American way. You know what I mean? Like, just go out and take something that we like. Like the sitar.
Right.
I like that.
Let's do it.
Go take it.
Boom.
What else is there? You know? I mean, chopsticks. I like chopsticks. That's a cool idea.
Take it.
China, we take it.
We'll go to war. We'll shoot you.
We'll shoot anyone who doesn't give us what they want. But then, I guess, is that... What's that called? Manifest destiny? Where you just take what you want?
Like,
you just declare it's yours?
Yeah.
We're not doing that anymore.
I know.
What happened to that?
I mean, it was like 100 years ago they proved that was right.
Yeah. They were just like, clearly this works.
Look at us. Yeah, and we know it works, so why don't we just do this more?
I mean, Jesus, what happened to our balls? We got on ships, we went across what we thought was endless ocean,
mm-hmm.
We arrived here, murdered everyone who was here.
Thought it was India.
Yeah, well, it looked like it at the time. Murdered the Indians.
They were all called Indians.
Yeah, and took their gold and their women and their land,
mm-hmm.
and just started making hot dogs and bagels. Yeah. And yet now we've decided this is enough space for us now.
It all worked out though.
I guess. I would like the sitar. If we could just get a sitar thing going.
You know? I think you could do that though. You could just go out and buy a sitar.
Oh, they sell them?
News.
World leaders seek action against North Korea.
Oh boy, that's not gonna be good.
No, it's not.
Okay.
News.
Mourners pay respects to slain Russian journalists.
Oh no.
Oh boy, she said.
News.
Iran distances itself from North Korean crisis.
They can't get far enough away.
News.
Saddam Hussein is thrown out of court.
All the way out.
Oh, he's gone.
News.
Explosions rock Baghdad and munitions base.
Oh my god, what happened?
Kabloom.
News.
Hey Bill, what kind of sandwich did you bring today?
Turkey and Swiss.
Oh, that sounds good.
News.
Troops react to tax bill bonus.
They want their bonuses. Why aren't they getting them?
Ka-ching.
News.
Heathrow's airport terminal evacuated. Man arrested.
He had keys.
News.
So, as part of my running program, I go to the gym whenever it's like a work day.
Yeah, I noticed your muscles look hard.
Yeah. They are massive.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I find really interesting about the gym, aside from the fact that the locker room is really awkward.
Is everyone just nude?
Oh, yeah. We're just running around nude. We're snapping towels at each other, playing slap games. It's cool.
That's exactly how I imagined it would be.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Actually, it's really awkward. I think that nobody in the world really wants to be nude around other random people. No, like, no matter who you are.
So you're not joking.
What?
There's nudity, just rampant nudity.
There's some. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are fairly, courteous about not...
It's mostly, I don't want to see that.
Around. Right, I think most people feel pretty much the same way. Like, I have no interest in seeing other people naked who are random strangers, and I, you know... So, it can be awkward, but for the most part, it's pretty much everybody just kind of doesn't want to be there anyway.
Right.
You know? So, but the interesting thing about the gym is that they have these personal trainers who you can, you know, hire and pay.
Uh-huh.
And I walk around the gym, like, you know, after I'm done running or whatever, and I hear these personal trainers giving people workout advice. And they say some of the scariest stuff I've ever heard. And it's like any normal human who isn't paying money for it knows it's crazy, you know? Like, one guy was like, oh, yeah, your muscles hurt? It's called testosterone. That's getting into the muscles, healing them up. Just push it till it hurts, baby. Push it till it hurts. That's what the guy said. And
wow.
I was like, that guy's going to go home, and he won't be able to raise his arms. He'll have to call in sick, like, the next day because he can't do anything. He's just, you know, walking around like they're dead.
The pain is called tearing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tearing.
Yeah, what he should have been saying is, you feel that acid tearing at your muscles? You feel the ripping? Do you feel the ripping? We should stop. We should stop now. We should have stopped 10 minutes ago. Do you need to go to the hospital? But no, they just push it. And I saw a guy stretching a woman. He was like stretching her. You know, like, she was like lying on the mat and he was like pushing all her legs and arms all wacky. And at one point he was pushing... And she was like, ooh, that's tender. And he's like, we're going to work through. And he pushed harder. And she was no.
I hope, did you actually hear a popping noise?
She just immediately urinated. It's like, oh boy, that's not good.
That's too far.
Yeah. And I see them, you know, and then I see them doing this for everyone. And I can't be the guy who walks around going, don't listen to that guy. He's a psychopath. But I feel really bad because a lot of times, you know, The kinds of people who have personal trainers tend to be people who need workout advice, you know, like, they don't have a routine, they don't know what they're doing, and not that I do, but I'm just saying, like, these people don't, so it's kind of, they're willing to do whatever, because they don't know any better, you
right.
know, like, those big muscly guys wearing the gloves, they're never going to be like, I need a personal trainer, because they're lifting up thousands of pounds, and they're going nuts, but it's these, a lot of them are women, who are very thin and very small, and then he's got them, like, on the, you know, the lat pull down doing 200 pounds, and the girls are just like, tears are streaming, and he's like, push, You know, and I guess they feel like I paid money for this. I might as well, you know,
get it. Well, you know, I think it is. It's like the personal trainers probably started out being like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, just do what you know. Oh, it hurts. So that's because it's pain. It's bad. You're injured right now. But then people were like, who's this guy? You know, like, yeah. So people want to be motivated.
Right.
And people want to be told to push.
Yeah.
Your joints are fine. No, ignore the snap-outs. Ignore your... Oh, boy. And, you know, just constantly snapping joints back in place for them as they lift.
Bones coming through the skin.
Yeah, one guy's arms just tore right off. He was trying to lift something, and his arms just ripped right off.
Yeah.
And the person...
Work through the pain. Work through the pain.
Work through it. You've got it. Ridiculous.
I think you should be a personal trainer. And that's all you'll say, ever say, is just work through it. Work through it. What am I supposed to do?
Work through it. Should we go running now? No, work through it. And I'm drinking beer.
Right.
And it's really awkward because that's not right.
And just hold a big, like, Bowie knife.
Yeah. It's a big, sharp, silver knife.
Right.
What's the problem? Work through it, I said. People will just be running in place. They don't know what to do, but they don't want to get stabbed. So that's episode 10.
Done in the can.
It's out of here. We just wrapped it up, and we have a new microphone now, so we can record another episode, which is awesome. Because, like, before, it was, we'd record an episode, I'd have my hand on the microphone the whole time, and when it got done, we was like, well, hopefully we can record another one.
Yeah, and your hand would be all cramped.
Yeah.
And weird.
Yeah, and then I'd have to, like, I'd shake it for half an hour.
And then I'd stretch it out.
Yeah.
And I'd be, work through it.
Yeah. Work through the pain. So this is episode 10, and, you know, keep sending your feedback, even though I'm clearly not getting it.
I am, though.
But Sean's getting it.
And, yeah, I print it out. I tack it to my wall.
It's creepy.
No,
remember
it's...
Remember that part
is that
Robin Williams movie?
Oh, in Photo Booth?
Yeah, where he's got all the photos on the wall. That's Sean with your feedback.
Well, but it's just feedback. I just read it every single day.
Yeah. No, that's...
And highlight the good parts.
Oh, yeah, that's totally normal. Like, I don't know anybody who doesn't do that.
Right. Yeah. Even the spam.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the creepy part.
Yeah. It's because you keep highlighting the word dong.
Oh, yeah.
We get a lot of dong spam. You notice that?
Yeah, we do, actually.
What the hell is that all about?
Who uses that word in earnest? Like, who earnestly was like, yeah, so my dong was...
Where was it? What was it? That story seemed like it was a person. It was going to do something. My dong was... up so late last night.
Yeah, I guess
night,
I it wasn't
get him to go to sleep. Now I'm so tired. I can't do anything with my dong today.
It was not very passive. The sentence that
it's
I
like the way you
there.
Talk about someone when they just went to a job interview. Oh, so my dong went to a job interview today. Just didn't get it. Nope. He's gonna keep looking.
That's you should write a screenplay.
It's about a dong.
Yeah,
a dong that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That people just keep talking about.
Yeah,
and just tell the whole story like that.
Right. Save someone from a fire or something.
Yeah. Man, my dong finally graduated from high school. Yep, he's going to college.
Yeah.
Wants to be an astrophysicist. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, probably not. But anyway, so is this... Yeah, so we didn't codename this episode.
Oh, right.
Maybe we'll call it The Dong.
Yes, episode 10, The Dong. Do you think I need to check the box that says explicit content if it's called The Dong?
But there's a candy called Ding Dongs.
True. That's... Is that... That cock... Cakes? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
What the hell? They're not even... they're not appropriately shaped. The Twinkie is far more cock cake.
I mean, they're named after basically a black penis.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's why they're chocolatey. And longish. They aren't that long, actually.
No, they're round. They're like discs.
Yeah.
They're actually shaped like hockey pucks.
Yeah.
What if that was the creator's... That's what the creator's setup looked like. He was like, I'm going to model this after my dong. And then he released it, and, you know, Hostess was like, so what's that all about? And they're like, what do you mean? It looks like everyone's dongs. And they were like, what? No, that doesn't look anything like my dong. What does your dong look like? And he took it out, and it looked exactly like a ding dong.
Just like that, with a little swirly.
Yeah. Yeah. And wait, swirly?
Yeah, like the, it's like longish with the it's like, you know, like rolled up. It's like a roll.
Oh, you're talking about ho-hos.
Ho-hos. That's a ho-ho?
Yeah, that's a ho-ho.
I'm going to call them ding-dongs all my life.
Oh, ho-ho, not a ding-dong.
Wow. That's a ho-ho's kind of even more offensive.
Right. I think that was named after the ding-dong creator's wife who cheated on him.
Double ho.
Yeah. God damn it. My wife's a whore. And then he just named it that. And again, he goes back to the same people.
That'd be awesome if there was just this really tortured, like, candy creator you know, dessert maker, and he was just tortured, and his wife was this whore, and he had a small, weird, darkish penis.
Yeah,
and that, like a hockey and puck. He just, his inspiration, he made chocolatey cakes based on his life. Yeah.
Yeah, the Twinkie is more the dong of the woman, the man that his wife is sleeping with.
Right.
Her lover's dong. Right. And he's a Twinkie, so that's what he needs. This poor guy's whole life is in hostess things and nobody knows.
Where do the cupcakes come into play?
That's just a nice treat.
Mm.
Yeah, he eats those when he's angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Wow. New achievements. Episode 10.
Yes. So thanks for listening. And episode 10. See you later.
And scene. Killing it slowly with your bad jokes. Sorry, I'm done. I'm done. I'm over. It's done. Go. I thought it was going well. You're the one who said it was bad. I'm not judging.
I'm just waiting for that whole thing to go because then I can use that somewhere else. It's so insulting to everyone in the world. It's awesome.